Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ola, it's Miles. How about this? Maybe you'd like to hear more of The Men's Room.
I know. You can't get enough of us. Subscribe to the greatest story never told on radio.com.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is The Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Hey, and away we go. Welcome to show number 3,150. Along with Steve the Throw Hill, T-Ted Smith, Robin Fox, and Mike Hawk. The Men's Room. On tap today, it is a random question. Your guess is as good as mine. Categories: Sesame Street and delicious cheese. Ask the Men's Room is back. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, a Men's Room shot of the day, fundable listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
Clack, clack.
Drink it to dry.
All right, here we go to Hawaii, where man doing yard work slips through a hole in the ground and falls 20 feet into a lava tube to his death. Meanwhile, a man says his life sentence is now over after dying and being brought back to life after taking his last breath. Meanwhile, a Texas woman was legally declared dead but is still alive. Man finds out that hurling N-bombs around in a Popeyes does not jive. And shocking headline, a sex offender gropes Princess Ariel at Disney World in front of his own wife. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right. A man in England, he went to visit friends in France, and immediately he made things awkward. How? Well, he developed an erection, and it wasn't good. He could not get rid of it. And after 19 hours, his friends, who he was just trying to visit in France, finally took him to the hospital. 17 hours later, doctors were able to alleviate it. He had a 36-hour erection, and no one can explain why he had it. Now, typically, you get an erection because you're aroused. I know you know that already, but I point this out because different people get aroused by, let's just say, different things. For example, a different man in England, he was sentenced to 8 weeks in jail because he pulled down his pants in a parking lot before having sex with a pile of leaves. Leaves. And the worst part is, he did it in front of families. That just complicated things. And while that makes for bad optics, as they say, it's not quite as bad as the Pennsylvania woman who urinated in the middle of a Walmart on the potatoes that were for sale. To each their own, we all have our thing. Weird things happen. These are some of the stories that we've seen, and it's led us to many questions. Questions we'd like to ask you in the form of a random question, and this is how it works. You call us. We ask you a question at complete random, and after you share your story, we will share with you the news story that inspired said question.
Be a part of the big show and the random question. Call 844-999-OLA. Like The Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Hey now, you can stream the show all 4 hours worth when you download the radio.com app. All right, away we go on a random question. Question 844-999-HOLA.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Mike, how are you, brother?
Doing all right. How are you guys?
Doing well, man.
Let's see here. We've got a couple driving questions for you. Everybody likes driving. You're driving, aren't you?
I don't like driving.
Okay. I am driving.
Although this has nothing to do with driving, here's the question. What would you say is your favorite way to eat chicken? What is your favorite way to have chicken prepared to eat?
Wait, did you say this is a driving question?
This is a driving question about delicious chicken.
I'm not connecting the dots.
You will.
Okay.
You will.
All right. Okay. All right.
Okay.
So, not preparation, just favorite way to eat it?
Well, I mean, well, that's part of it. I mean, like if you make barbecue chicken on the grill, if you like to do a rotisserie chicken or something like that.
What's chicken wings? You want? Not everyone likes making the food. You love making the food.
I don't mind making it. But, I mean, what's your favorite way to eat it? If you, like, some people like a half a chicken, you know what I mean? Or a rotisserie chicken. Some people like fried chicken wings, barbecue chicken. I mean, you can make chicken a million different ways. So what's your favorite way to enjoy chicken?
I'm going to go, it's going to be a toss-up between chicken wings and teriyaki chicken.
Okay, that's not a bad call.
Yeah, I like both.
All right, now, but wait, when you say wings, because of places like Buffalo Wild Wings, etc., this is no longer just Buffalo wings. So they have what's the garlic one that everyone's digging on?
I mean, I like lemon pepper.
That's the one I'm thinking of. Yeah, garlic parmesan. So with the introduction of that, I have found that where I traditionally was a Buffalo wing guy, I do love wings, but with all these different flavors, man, I'm all in.
We had delicious dry wings the other night. What about, have you ever had teriyaki chicken wings?
Yes.
See, that's one of my favorite things. I love teriyaki chicken.
I like teriyaki chicken. I feel like teriyaki chicken wing gets too sweet.
Here's my problem with teriyaki chicken wing. Not to poop on your teriyaki chicken wing. It's simply this. If I want teriyaki chicken, like, it's already available.
Yep.
So but you rarely just get, like, buffalo chicken. Mm-hmm. You know, it's always wing form.
I think my favorite chicken is beer can chicken. Beer can butt chicken. That's my favorite.
All right, but what do you rub it down with? Because it's one thing to say, right, you stick the can in its butt, you stand it up and cook it, but what are you putting on the outside of it?
Most like every time I cook, never the same thing twice because I can't remember what I put on it the first time because it's what I had.
I have that problem.
Yeah, exactly. So,
like, people think it's really good. How'd you make it? I have absolutely no idea.
Threw some stuff on there. It tasted good. Reason we asked, what is your favorite way to eat chicken? The police in Oak Creek, Wisconsin, got a very strange call. It's 11 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. Someone reported a driver was swerving all over the road, and he had a chicken on his shoulder.
A live chicken?
Yes. When the cops spotted him, it was true. A 42-year-old guy was driving around with a live chicken perched on top of his shoulder. And it turns out he was driving drunk, although it's not clear whether that was the cause of the swerving or whether it was partially the chicken's fault. No one knows, but the guy was somehow arrested.
All right, now let me ask you this. You asked what's your favorite way to eat chicken, because there's a million ways to eat chicken. And listen, I like chicken, but I always argue the chicken essentially is just the tofu of the meat world. Chicken tastes like whatever you put it with. Right? Because if you were to just cook chicken, don't do anything to it, just eat it, it doesn't taste like anything, right?
No.
So it's versatile. But I would maintain, and if you're a vegetarian, you might disagree, but I would maintain if you have chicken, pork, or potatoes, you don't need anything else. You can survive on those three things.
And maybe an onion.
But look, here's the thing. You can do a million different things with potatoes, right? A million different ways. So it doesn't matter how you like them. there's a way for you to eat them. Chicken, whatever you want to put it with, is how it's going to taste. And then pork just comes in so many forms. I am convinced that those three, if we lost everything else on earth, if we just had those three
and we
things,
just might.
You know, you don't need anything.
You're right. Chicken is so versatile.
It is, because it doesn't taste like anything except what you put it with, man. It's like just there for substance. Mm-hmm.
I took some out of the freezer this morning, and when I get home tonight, I'm going to open up that refrigerator and go, still frozen.
What are you going to do?
Still frozen.
Random, you got a plan?
Yeah, I'm going to wait till tomorrow night, because I know how that works. Random.
Hello, Zach. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Zach, welcome to the program. Random question. Here's one just for you. And we're still doing driving. What would you say is the fastest that you've been in a car, motorcycle, whatever? What's the fastest you've been on wheels?
Well, one time I was driving through Wyoming, so long, straight, straight path, and or straight roads, and I think I probably maxed out my my speedometer at probably 120.
120. And do you remember the car?
Yeah, it was my dad's Camaro.
So it had the capability, at least, of being able to travel that fast, somewhat safe. I mean, not that that's a safe speed of driving, but as far as the way the car is built and designed.
The car, but it's the driver. Like, most car accidents have nothing to actually do with the car itself.
Okay, and did you freak out once you hit 120? You just want to see if you could peg it and drop off?
Well, I was going, I had to have been like, 16, maybe 15 with a, I had my mom in the seat. She was asleep. We were on a road trip with an aunt and uncle. And she woke up and she's the one who freaked out.
I bet you did.
Yeah. Exactly. I just assumed you were alone, man.
We're making amazing time. This is great.
No, man. I was like, my mom's asleep. I'm going to see how fast I can take this.
Now, you said that the speedometer maxed out. But if it's like most cars, how fast do you think you were actually going?
Oh, man, I don't know. It was fast enough that I probably, it was not safe.
Okay. No, of course.
I had no way of gauging. No,
and how many miles do you think you covered before your mother woke up?
Oh, 30.
Okay, so it's about 15 minutes driving at that speed, covered 30 miles.
When you're in the middle of nowhere, and it's just like you recognize it, you can look down at your speedometer and go, hey, I'm going 95 miles an hour. It does not feel like I'm going 95 miles
there's
an hour.
There's nothing there.
But there's nothing there to really give you that visualization that you're traveling that fast.
It's flat. And then you're in Wyoming.
And then you slow down to the speed limit, and you're like, I am crawling.
Right,
like,
I can't take it.
This is unbelievable.
I got a Cadillac up to like 125 in the Outer Banks, because it was just a long straightaway.
Yeah.
But then I looked at the sunroof at the stars and almost crashed, so I slowed down.
Why are we looking at the sunroof, man?
Because there was a lot of stars.
Wow, man.
This is a crazy story here.
There's a lot of stars where I grew up.
The reason we asked what's the fastest that you have been in a car. Two people were killed in New Jersey early Sunday when a Porsche launched into the air and smashed into the second story of a commercial building.
Wow.
The sports car, 2010 Porsche Boxster convertible, was traveling at a high rate of speed when the driver lost control, hit a center median, and struck an embankment that sent it into the air, smashing through again the second floor of a building in Toms River, New Jersey. Victims were identified as a 22-year-old from Toms River and his 23-year-old passenger, also from Toms River. Department said that no one was in the building at the time, luckily, but both of them had passed on. He said the building is a real estate office and several other businesses unoccupied at the time. The problem is that they're probably going to have to tear this whole building down.
Oh, it did that much damage.
It's structurally absolutely gone. The gaping hole is in the second floor of a brick building.
Wow. It's wild.
It's crazy.
Have you seen the picture?
Yeah.
I have not.
It's unbelievable.
And they don't know how. They're trying to figure out how this thing launched.
Well, if you hit like, the median, I mean, that's
it,
right?
They still don't know. Like, there's skid marks, there's all this stuff, but they're still trying to figure out, when did this thing take off in the air? How did it get that high?
Yeah, because it doesn't, like, I saw the photo, and it doesn't really add up. Like, how did it get launched?
I will say this. I think the fastest I've ever been in a vehicle is with my father, and this is a childhood. I mean, the man just drives fast. That is what he does. It's always been the case. I've seen him get one speeding ticket. This was in upstate New York. In upstate New York, probably still is, but at this time outside of Rochester, very strict about this stuff. So I'm maybe 12 years old. And he wasn't gunning it. But when the cop pulled up, he did point out, this is the way it went. We pull over. My father's cursing under his breath, rolls down the window. The cop doesn't even say, do you know why? You know damn well why.
says, sir, you were going 47 and a 25. My father's exact response, quote, so. And I just like, man.
This is not going to end well. Right.
So, so you got a ticket. And now the worst part is now I'm still stuck in the car with you for the next 20 minutes while I know you're super pissed off. But the worst he had, they went out, my parents went on a road trip. Jesus, it had to be like 30 years ago now, man. Maybe 35 years ago. Put it this way, they rented a Pontiac Fiero, and it wasn't funny, okay? So
that was a cool car to have at the time.
It was a cool-looking car. Turns out it was just a paperweight with wheels on it.
It was
right?
Plastic.
So anyway, they rented a Pontiac Fiero, and he drives the way he drives. My mom's used to it. She doesn't even notice anymore. I don't remember what his speed was, but at this point, we lived on the East Coast. They had driven across the country, so he gets pulled over, and it's Oregon. And his ticket was astronomical because he was driving as fast as he was driving. The cop even explained it to him. Basically, the reason they didn't take him to jail is because he lived on the East Coast. It's a traffic violation, whatever. Here's this massive, 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 huge fine, this big-ass ticket. Father's like, sure, sure. I get it. I accept it. He comes back after the trip. He's explaining this to me. He tells me what the ticket was. And I can't remember, but it was, particularly at the time, it was an insanely high amount of money. And he's like, oh, I'm not worried about it, man. What are the odds that I'm ever going to drive in Oregon again? And at the time, that seemed reasonable. I should point out that now I live in Washington State. We're driving through Oregon as a matter of if they ever head south.
And this is 2.5 hours.
So they have gone on a few road trips since then. And he has forgotten about this. And I pointed out, I said, man, when you get to the state border, please switch seats with mom and just let her drive through Oregon. Because at this point, they have sent him letters, I mean, for decades, and they keep adding how much money. I mean, this thing at this point.
So it's accruing interest.
Dude, it would be like a $250,000 ticket. They know you're not going to pay it. So essentially, if they see him, they're going to put him in jail. Now, he has not brought this up. At one point in their post-retirement, which has been in the last 15 years, they've lived in Mexico, New Mexico, Seattle, somewhere else. Austin. Texas. He went to get his license in Texas. And he hands his information to this woman, and he said it's just this huge system behind the desk, and she's typing up the information. She looks at my father, and it's all accusation, but she's not going to say it. Said, I'm sure you're not the Robert Hill that I see here on my screen. He's like, well, what's on the screen? Well, it's basically like you own your soul to the devil to pay off the speeding ticket in the state of Oregon from 1987, because I'm sure if you were him, you'd have paid about it now. It's like, yeah, I would have. It's crazy because has your middle initial and everything. So he doesn't know how
this picture looks just like you.
Oh, yeah. So he's like, I'm kind of sweating, man, because like I might not be able to get my freaking license in Texas. I mean, dude's driven his whole life, right? So, well, I'm sure it's not you, so I'm going to go ahead and not mark this on your license and just give you like, you have a nice day here. He's like, thank you very much. Don't drive in Oregon.
Random. Pay the ticket, man. How much is it, though?
Dude, I don't remember. Like I said, it was probably...
But
right.
The interest, I mean...
We're talking... If I had to honestly guess, if I remember this right, at the time he got the ticket, and I'd never heard of this for a speeding ticket, like $500, okay? And this is in the mid-80s. So that's, oh, Christ, what? 35 years. You do the interest... I've got to think that thing is over $20,000 now. Mm-hmm.
You know, my buddy has I don't know what you call it, when you're a lawyer and you can practice in other states.
Yeah, whatever that is.
So one of those is Oregon. I'm going to do some research.
Hey, man, you should find out, like, can you do something tonight? Because the man lives an hour north of the Oregon. At the time, the idea of driving through Oregon, absolutely foreign. There's no chance. Well, now, because the grandkids and they moved here, you know, dude, you're an hour away, and the problem is he keeps forgetting about it. And I'm like, but you still speed. And if you get pulled over, and they're going to pull you out of that car with guns drawn, man. Like, it's been a long time, brother. Just do it. And he raised me, so I don't feel bad about missing any payments. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, Chris, we got another driving question for you here on a random question. Let's see. What did you cheat on? What have you cheated on in life?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Dude, I'm married.
Well, I mean, you don't have to
you
know.
You could have cheated at Monopoly.
What have I cheated on? Oh, gosh, man. That's a real tough question. I think I've cheated on, like, tests.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. I cheated this morning because I heard Uranus was supposed to be showing up across the sky.
That would be Mercury.
Oh, it's Mercury. Okay. I just wanted to say Uranus.
I know that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, let's see here. That's a tough one. Gosh.
It can't be that tough.
You never cheated on a test
in
your life?
You sounded guilty as soon as Miles asked the question.
Yeah.
The only thing that I believe makes this question difficult for you is to figure out which will speak the least to my rotten character.
Right.
If I'm honest about it.
Look, man, even as a Boy Scout, you know, trustworthy, honest, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, we would sit there. I was a camp counselor, and I taught merit badge classes for kids that would come in.
God, such a dork.
And look, man, we would just sit and drink in our tents after the kids went to bed and be like, I need Montgomery, give me a life-saving and a rowing. I'll give you a hiking and a camping merit badge. I'll sign off on this. All right, there you go.
And you still didn't make it to Eagle Scout?
No.
Well, it's coming into focus
now. No, I mean, we could have done all that stuff. I mean, we could have done it in the time we were there. We're just like, we know.
You could have.
I just take this one. Here you go.
I'm going to have Mike run you through some drills.
Right. Oh, I can do it. I can still do it.
What's the worst thing you did? Other than your wife, what is the worst thing you cheated on?
Or prior girlfriend. Let's go there.
Yeah, no, I never cheated on my wife. I just want to clear that up.
Sure.
Because she listens to the show.
It was obvious when you stumbled over your
home. Oh, hey!
Dude, I'm married. Why would I answer that?
Oh, man. Gosh, you know, I would say probably the worst thing that I ever did was, cheating-wise, would be... I cheated on a test for a job or something, you know, like almost like, I don't know.
Does that even count? Do you think anyone's ever read someone's resume and truly believed everything on it? I mean, like, look, because to me, this is the way it works, right? You got to fill out a resume, then you go in for a job interview. Essentially, they look at the resume. There's probably most truth to what you've put there. But of course, you're going to play up whatever your abilities are. I would assume if you're hiring someone, you're smart enough to know that this is 20% BS. The job interview process, you have to know two things. One, if you're the boss and you're interviewing a prospective employee, they're not nearly as qualified or smart or as easy to work with as they're giving off because it's a job interview. And the person being interviewed, you have to know that the boss you're talking to is not remotely as nice as they're being right now. Like, the whole thing's a farce. It's just, are you smart enough to game the system, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're smart enough to know how to do the job, but people don't love working with you. And it's stupid when you have a list of references. This, to me, is the single dumbest thing possible because you're asking me if I have a list of references. That's the equivalent of the cops saying, hey, there's been a murder in your home. Would you mind doing the investigation for us? I'd be like, you know what? I'm on that, fellas.
Yeah.
I did my investigation. You're not going to believe this. It wasn't me, but I don't know who it was. So,
if not guilty.
Right.
Right.
A list of references. I even had a friend of mine named Jason years ago listed me as a reference trying to get a job at IBM. And this guy calls and he had all those like corporate questions. And you know, have you ever seen signs of abuse? Like crazy stuff. You know, I'm like, no. I said, look, dude, why do you think he put me on his list of references? Like, you're asking me the stuff and I know you got to do it, but I'm like, either you're the dumbest person on earth or, but like, I'm not going to say anything bad about the guy because I genuinely like him. So I will tell you I like him because he does not do these things you're asking me about. And in spite of what you're thinking, he got the job.
Okay.
But I'm like, just stop.
I need somebody that screwed it up for somebody else.
No. What are they?
We were like in our early 20s. It was some job in the government and they called this one girl and she just went on and on about all the parties this guy used to go to and the marijuana. He did not get that job.
Oh, I've had those phone calls too. Yeah. Just like, look, no kidding. Just last night, okay? I just wanted to get a pizza. And where do I go if I just want to get a quick pizza? I go to Mod Pizza. You can get a pizza there in 15 minutes. You can go home. I'm walking home with my Mod Pizza. I've got my Mod cake in my hand. I got two bottles of Coca-Cola. Night's going to be good, right? I walk by my buddy. What does my buddy do for a living? He makes pizzas.
Oh.
He's walking the other direction. Oh. And I'll just say his name like, hey, Ian, what's up? And he's like, what do you got there? And I was like, got a Mod Pizza. He's like, thanks.
Our thanks. Shop is next door.
Right.
Thanks.
That's a messy thing to do, man.
Yeah. What did you cheat on? There's a guy over in England. He's 31 years old. He failed his driving test 27 times. So he hired two guys who look exactly like them. He paid one $650 to take the written test, paid the other guy $650 to take the actual road test for him. It was all going well. And then they figured out his gig and he got busted and they called the cops. So he tried to cheat his driving test.
Come on.
More of the random question coming up. 844-999. Ola, you are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
If you are just joining us or you missed the show, all episodes of The Men's Room are available on radio.com. In the meantime, it is our random question. Question 844-999-OLA.
We got a few comments here. I was talking about my father got a speeding ticket in the state of Oregon in like 85, maybe. Anyway, has not paid it. They're still trying to collect it, and it's an astronomical amount of money. Well, he's not alone, and there are some worse people than him. One person says, I got a $500 ticket in 2015. Just paid it a few months ago. It was, any guesses? Started $500 in 2015. 2015, so in 40 years.
$6,500.
$1,000?
$1,350. Yay!
Okay.
And then this one, it says, my coworker is in his late 70s. He has over 20 DUIs, and every time he got one, he just moved states and got about 15 different states before computers came out and blew it for him. LOL.
Wow.
Damn, man.
Random.
That is the next level. Random, that is crazy.
Random, hello, Cameron. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Cameron, welcome to the program. Random question. Let's go with this one. Okay, Cameron, what would you say is the worst date that you've ever been on? What was the worst date?
The worst date?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, are you?
Let's see. I can't say I've had many bad ones. I've had some, you know, not so great ones where it's just, you know.
What made them not so great?
Usually just, I don't know, it's just you have dinner, there's no, like, conversation or connection, and you just never see that person the next day.
Oh, so like a married couple who's out eating dinner.
Yeah, kind of, but okay. Except without the married part.
And are you using a dating app or friends setting you up? How is this normally happening? Because typically, if you were to meet someone in person and say, hey, I enjoyed the conversation. Would you like to have a drink sometime? Go and get a cup of coffee, whatever. However you're going to try to pull that off, you already know you have an interest in this person based on the fact that you're talking to them.
Right. My current girlfriend, we met on a dating app, and it's been going on for years, so okay. I just can't really say much about that. But in the past, it's just kind of been a, you know, this person seems nice, let's see where this goes, and it goes nowhere.
Okay, so based on the dating app, and obviously you've been with your girlfriend for years, you said?
A year,
okay. So, but the first time you meet in person, what is the first thing you notice that may or may not have been accurate about the picture that they posted?
She was pretty straightforward with it, which was kind of surprising.
Okay. So you went in there kind of assuming, like, this is going to look a little different. It's like when you actually get the burger at McDonald's versus the burger you actually saw on TV.
Like with women, it's somebody who lies about their height or, right. You know what I mean? It's an older picture of a guy or whatever.
I got kind of lucky. She was, you know, all the information was there. She looked like her pictures. I know where you're coming from with, you know, people lie all the time. But yeah. She was honest with it this time, and I'm lucky with that one.
What about you? Was there anything, like, when you're going to meet her, like, oh, man, I hope she doesn't ask me about whatever it is you put in your profile?
Well, she did say my, apparently one of my pictures, I just look like I don't have any emotion in my face. I'm just kind of staring, and she thought that was kind of disturbing, but.
Well, wait, why would
that's
you.
That's too disturbing.
Why would you post that? Why would you post a picture that's where you might disturb people?
What? I'm not looking like I'm pissed. I'm just staring at a camera.
All right. Now, let me ask you this. In the dating world, it's been a while for me, so let me ask. In the dating world, right? If you are going to go on one of these first dates online with someone that you never met before, what is the level of the restaurant that you go to.
Right.
You know what I mean? Knowing that maybe this will work out, maybe it won't. I mean, is there...
Is the Cheesecake Factory, is it Ruth's Chris,
is
it
Olive
Lobster?
Garden, or do you, you know, yeah, right. Or do you go to Wendy's, or like what, do you meet at Starbucks? Where do you go?
Wendy's, yes.
Our, my current girlfriend, we went to McMenamin's up in Bothell.
Oh, okay.
Very nice. Like a decent, like, not super expensive, but not really cheap either.
Yeah, just a good time. Okay.
Exactly. We've done Wing Dome, too. Wing Dome's pretty good.
Well, you've been together now. So, yeah, you can
eat ribs.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever you need.
I took our first date to a Wing Dome once.
How'd it go?
Not bad. We dated for like almost a year.
Yeah. Okay, see?
There you go.
Well, he's been together a year. It probably lasts about that long for him, too.
Shout out to the Wing Dome.
If the person is willing to get their fingers dirty,
right,
I'm down.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was going to say, too, sometimes you got to have a drink or like a coffee with a person. And then, in my world, then they graduate to a full dinner.
Now, it's crazy to me because you are more than anyone I know, Ted. And I mean this, and you know this to be true. You will be a coffee dater, as it were. Like, hey, let's get a coffee.
Yeah.
And to me... Look, I'm an ugly dude, so my thought is I'm gonna ply you with booze. I feel like you try to work everything to your advantage. To me,
yeah, the coffee date is just kind of like it's like the first in-home visit from a college coach.
I feel like
it's on the recruiting trail.
Shouldn't the strategy
that is
be
very romantic?
Shouldn't the strategy be that you go and you look for food that you know women love, like gnocchi?
Well, also,
you know what I mean?
I don't know why you're always putting that down. That only women eat that. Everybody loves it.
It's potato in a shell. No, it's not. Gnocchi is not. It's not. Food guys don't order it.
You guys order gnocchi.
I love it.
Really?
We can try to bring it up.
But yeah.
Oh, man.
Gnocchi.
Stop trying to make this a thing, Miles.
Okay. Random question. 844-999. Hold on, more of your calls coming up here in seconds.
Shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.